Two men at the center of separate government controversies are among the semifinalists for the position of Escambia County Administrator. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the county commission begins the vetting process at Thursday's meeting.
Interim County Administrator George Tuart and ex-Pensacola City Administrator Bill Reynolds are among the 16 candidates submitted by the headhunting firm Waters Consulting Group in Dallas, Texas. Tom Turner, the county's Human Resources Director, said last June that 48 of the 63 original applicants, including Tuart, were considered qualified for the position.
Out of that group, 15 were not qualified because they failed to have either the education or the experiential background that's required by both the ordinance and the state statute. That leaves a total qualified number of 48, and out of that, 5 have withdrawn. 5 are African Americans and 4 are females. We have no Hispanics in that qualified group.
Two others have been contacted by Turner's office about applying. He said both turned down the opportunity.
Two reasons that they didn't do it: the number of managers in the last 7 years, and additionally, this individual didn't think that they were going to get a chance to get a 4-year agreement. And so for that reason, they chose not to apply for this position.
Tuart, who's 65, was named interim administrator last November after Randy Oliver was fired. He served in that job from 2002 to 2007 when he stepped down amid reports in the Pensacola News Journal about his personal business dealings.
I let the news media affect my decision several years ago about leaving this position. I was not fired. I was not terminated. But the bottom line is I have a right to apply for this job. I have applied for this job. And thank goodness I did make the final whatever it was the other day. I hope based on my qualifications.
The articles led to ethics charges against Tuart, with the grand jury later clearing him of any wrongdoing. Tuart's interim agreement, and not a written contract, has been renewed several times. When he first returned, he said he would not be interested in being hired permanently. But last July, Tuart said he had changed his mind.
I chose to apply for this job because I looked at the list of applicants, and I said, none of them have been a county administrator 20 years. None of them were born and raised in Escambia County. None of them had the insight of the past 15 or 20 years that I have in Escambia County. None of them care more than I do about this county.
Mr. Tuart, along with anyone else who's interested in the job, does have a right to put in an application.
County Attorney Allison Rogers. In one vote taken at that time, 3 commissioners indicated they would not approve Tuart's hiring on a permanent basis. Rogers says that's perfectly legal as long as their reasons are non-discriminatory.
A non-discriminatory reason could be anything. What they cannot consider in dismissing an application would be something like health, age, race, ethnicity, and so forth.
Bill Reynolds served as Pensacola City Administrator until last summer. He was fired by Mayor Ashton Hayward after being charged with withholding copies of new city logos from former city councilwoman Diane Mack.
I was not stonewalled. I was lied to. I was told in writing that such materials were not yet available. It was a downright lie in writing. My reason for asking it for that was a demonstration that the city had actually received something by June for the $82,000 they'd paid for it.
Reynolds fought the misdemeanor charge and was cleared by Escambia County Judge Thomas Johnson in September. The case led Mayor Hayward to require city workers to undergo Sunshine Law training in August, conducted by the First Amendment Foundation of Tallahassee.
But I thought it was important for us to take a leadership role in this so we could help our employees, help our city council, help other government officials in our area. A lot of times people don't know what questions to ask, what they can do, what they can't do. It's very confusing if you don't know the law.
Escambia County Commissioners will begin paring down the list from 16 to 5 on Thursday, with interviews scheduled to begin next month. At this point, the goal is to have a permanent administrator on the job by February. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.